From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio on this Tuesday as we study the Word of God together over the Living Truth radio program. And this week, we are looking at one verse and one phrase in that one verse, and that one verse is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1. It says this, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." The phrase that we are going to be looking at this week, the phrase that we're studying this week, is that phrase that says, "So stand fast in the Lord." Now, I can hear somebody say, "You're going to spend the entire week on that phrase?" Well, absolutely yes. And the reason is because when you and I learn to stand fast in the Lord, and when we do stand fast in the Lord, then we're going to be victorious Christians. One of the reasons why many Christians fall and fail and just begin to live a sinful life compromising with the world is because of the fact that they do not stand fast in the Lord. And so it's important to understand what that means, and it's important to do it. Now, I mentioned yesterday in the program that every church, every Christian is under an attack day after day after day. And that attack comes upon us through the world and the flesh and the devil. We talked about that yesterday. And if we are going to overcome the world, if we are going to overcome the flesh, and if we are going to overcome the devil, we need to learn to stand fast. Now, you might ask me the question, what does it mean to stand fast in the Lord? Well, here is the definition, and I will give it a couple of times so that you can write it down. And I would encourage you to do it because it's important to understand it. To stand fast in the Lord means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. Now, that's simple. And, of course, that phrase, stand fast in the Lord, is quite deep. It's quite expansive. But when we define it, we try to define it in such a way that is understandable. And that's why I've given this simple definition, and I want to give it to you again, and I trust that you'll be able to write it down. To stand fast in the Lord means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. I want to read that one more time for you because I think it's important that we all get it. To stand fast in the Lord means to have a firm foundation on the Word of God that translates into a biblical worldview from which we who know the Lord never depart. Now, when you look at that particular definition, you'll find that it starts off by talking about having a firm foundation on the Word of God. Do you? Can you say today that you are grounded in the Word of God? Can you say today that your life is based upon the biblical principles that are found in Scripture? I trust that you can. Because if you and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior are not grounded in the Word of God, there is no way that we are going to be able to stand fast in the Lord. Secondly, I mentioned that to stand fast translates into a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview. What does that mean? It means looking at everything through the eyes of the Scripture, always asking the question, what does the Bible say? WDTBS, what does the Bible say? And then, once we are firmly established and founded on the Word of God, as it were, and translate that into a biblical worldview, it's very important that we never, that those of us who know the Lord, never, ever depart from the biblical worldview. You see, the reason why Christians fall and fail and sin, and that includes you, if you know the Lord, and it includes me. The reason why we fall and fail and sin is because of the fact that we have departed from the biblical worldview that's founded on the Word of God. Stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. That was a challenge that Paul gave to the Christians at Philippi nearly 2,000 years ago, and it is very applicable and very practical for you and for me today. Now, let's build upon this just a little bit. This phrase, stand fast in the Lord, is very significant. Now, yesterday we talked about the world and the flesh and the devil being the three sources from which we are attacked. And it's the devil who works through the world and the flesh to make those attacks very strong upon the Christian. I want to put it this way, and I want you to think about this, that the world, the flesh, and the devil each contribute to the spiritual instability of believers, which is a very serious condition that leads to spiritual weakness, fruitlessness, and sin. I want to repeat that again for you. Listen to it carefully. The world, the flesh, and the devil each contribute to the spiritual instability of believers, which leads to a very serious condition that really leads to spiritual weakness, fruitlessness, and sin. And I would believe that there are many Christians under the sound of my voice right now who are in the midst of spiritual weakness, who are fruitless as it relates to what they're doing for the Lord, and they're living in sin. Why? Because they are not standing fast in the Lord, and the world and the flesh and the devil is so strong upon them that it has resulted in spiritual instability. And here's something else I want you to remember, that this attack from the world and the flesh and the devil is upon every Christian every day. It's upon every Christian every day, which is why Paul tells us here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, stand fast in the Lord. And, you know, this concept of standing fast in the Lord is not just found right here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1. It is something that's a theme that runs throughout the pages of Scripture for believers in Christ to seriously consider. Allow me to highlight some of the passages of Scripture that deal with the concept of standing fast in the Lord, though the same term might not be used. For instance, in Acts chapter 11 and verse 23, where Paul was speaking to the young church at Antioch, he said to them, cleave to the Lord. The concept there is the same as standing fast in the Lord. Don't depart from your faith and your walk with the Lord. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 22, the Apostle Paul is speaking to believers, and he says, continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. What does that mean? It means to stand fast in the Lord. Don't depart from the principles of Scripture. Don't depart from the faith way, as it were. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, Paul says to the Corinthians, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Again, the same concept of standing fast in the Lord. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul said to the Galatians, stand fast in the liberty that you've received through Christ. Again, the concept stand fast in the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11, 13, and 14, where Paul is speaking concerning putting on the whole armor of God, he says, put on that whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. That means to stand fast. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 5, Paul says to the Colossians, be steadfast. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 8, Paul said to the Thessalonians, stand fast. But then in 2 Peter, and you might want to write this one down and study it. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, Peter, when writing to the believers, said, beware lest ye fall from your own steadfastness. Wow, what a warning that is. Beware, lest you fall from your own steadfastness. Yes, Peter talks about standing fast. Paul talks about standing fast. It's a theme of the New Testament epistles particularly. But you and I need to take that warning that Peter gave there in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and beware, we need to be on guard, lest we fall from our own steadfastness. That's why this week we are taking the entire week to look at one phrase, stand fast in the Lord. And the Lord willing, tomorrow on the program, we'll begin to look into that particular phrase in a greater detail. I trust that you'll be there by the radio because, you see, if you and I are going to be victorious Christians and if we are going to live an effective Christian life, we need to really make certain that we're standing fast in the Lord every day. So the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again tomorrow to continue this study on standing fast in the Lord. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.